different of a watch with him in particular when he's trying to make threes versus when he's trying to draw fouls.
I'd rather watch Dame play. I'd rather watch McCollum play. I saw this tweeted out. You know, Kawhi, mid-major, right? Dame, mid-major. CJ McCollum, mid-major. Steph Curry, mid-major. Giannis, overseas. You can get him from places.
Yeah, but the Bulls' whole idea is...
You get him from places.
You still want the dude from Duke,
I'm
though.
Just,
the
no, I'm just saying. Right. I'm, no, not, I'm not just I'm that. Not they've always thought, draft. You know, I'm just pointing out what we watched Duke, over the weekend.
Big name program, guys from big programs. You're right, though. It doesn't really mean
over
anything.
Over the weekend. No, it doesn't mean. I just, you know, thought
it's
it was
cool, though. You got a guy from Lehigh out there giving people buckets.
First and only pro athlete ever drafted out of Cali County High. I mean, is that guy. He's nobody's, and he's repping for mid-majors in his post-game.
I agree.
Awesome.
I love that. I love
that.
That's
awesome.
I felt bad that Denver had to lose because I really enjoy watching Jokic play.
They're a very, very likable team.
Yes.
Yeah, they're very likable
teams. And here's what I heard. A buddy of mine from Denver told me that Michael Porter been killing in their practices. Remember Michael Porter?
Had the back surgery.
Mm-hmm. And I keep going back to last year's draft, and I'm fine with Wendell Carter Jr., but I wanted the Bulls to swing on Michael Porter. Like, I wanted them to take the risk and say, look, we're going to be bad next year. We know we're going to be bad. We'll redshirt him, and then maybe we'll have a transcendent player with our pick instead of drafting a guy that we know is just going to be fine.
And maybe being bad would help you get a better percentage chance of getting Zion Williamson in the process.
Correct.
Right?
Those things could all happen.
Watch the Bulls win this thing. Watch it. Watch them win the lottery.
The fix
and,
is in?
And no, I'm just thinking, go back to, they have Vinny Del Negro as their coach. If they hire this coach, or the rest of the league is like, you hired who to do what? Like, yeah, we like Vinny Del Negro. And then they get Derrick Rose, and then you get this like wallpapering over of whatever legitimacy it is while he's here. Well, he's developing. He's a superstar player. And it keeps the coach there, even though nobody else in the league thinks the guy can coach. I mean, it's happening again. This is setting up for them to have Zion Williamson, and then they, again, hire a coach that nobody around the league had a thought of giving a sniff to ever as their head coach.
That's what I can't get over. If you want Jim Boylan to be your coach, okay, I'm just going to have to accept it. But the rush to extend the man.
Oh, yes. Sprint. It's a sprint.
That's what I can't figure out. And there was no real clarity on that when Michael Reinsdorf was on with Mully and Haw today.
We were always going to get it done. That's what he said. We were always going to get this done.
And why? Exactly. The question is why? What's the rush? No one's coming to get him. No one's like, you know who we got to have? Jim Boylan. The Lakers weren't sitting there going, we're going to make a 5-year run at Jim Boylan. They're only going to give 3 to Ty Lue.
No, the Lakers just hired their coach and the guy that's going to get their head coach fired.
That's a beautiful mess over there.
So you've invited Jason Kidd onto your bench to be a number 2. He's sharpening the knives as we speak.
Yes.
He's on the plane with a set of knives and a whetstone.
Yes. Brutus is just sitting there right now, just getting ready.
You're really doing that? I mean, how many of these dynamics have we been around to know the way it works?
I don't know. Hey, by the way, that stuff, I called that play.
Yeah, Vogel didn't call that one. That was all me. I can turn you into me.
Please. He's got the whole playbook.
Meanwhile, the Bucks are just right there for you. Look what happens when you get rid of them.
It's pretty nice watching them. Watching Kawhi in these playoffs was great. I'll give Jimmy credit, man. Jimmy played hard. Jimmy likes Elaine. He played hard in that series.
And he didn't spend a whole lot of time telling everyone how hard he played.
He will in the offseason.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Here's what I would suggest for them. Unless Ben Simmons wants to get up 500 shots a day to improve that jump shot.
No, he does.
You know where he's deadly? In the post. And I thought that they went away from that a little too quickly because he was getting buckets down there in the post. And then all of a sudden, he's out on the perimeter again. Where does you no good?
Might be a want-to issue there.
Perhaps. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thanks, Lawrence.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. And the top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Monday, May 13th. You know what you got? You got a game 6. That's what's going on. Check them out. Wolves are in this thing with Iowa. and they're getting close to another Calder Cup. They got a game tonight at Allstate Arena. You should go. Tickets start at only $15. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
We had people like inundating the text screens and calling up on the show talking about basically Chris Bryant ain't ish. Like, that's what we had people doing. And I was like, no, you're out of your mind. Like, you're crazy if you think that this guy doesn't have great baseball still in him. And there were the people, ha, 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 we'll see what happens, blah, blah, blah. You get to live in the anonymity of the text screen and act like you didn't send that text that said that Chris Bryant was trash while I was trying to tell you that he's not trash. So allow me to jump up and down and point at you like Nelson on the Simpsons and go, ha ha, because you were completely wrong in that regard.
Pardon me a moment. Ha ha!
Make me a bicycle clown.
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I am here with you until 2 o'clock today. We have a lot of stuff to get to. Bruce Levine is going to join me at 12:25. We are going to talk baseball, north side and south side. White Sox over the last 28. Pretty good. And the Cubs over the last 28 have been destroying people. And we'll discuss that. This hour is being brought to you by Burris Equipment. Visit them at burrisequipment.com for details. So, Shane, are you in the whole show today, or?
I don't know. Rick's got a meeting, so we'll see. For your sake, I hope not.
For the listener's sake as well. Shane Reardon, our consigliere on the show, is hanging out as one of the producers today. Tony Gill, a.k.a. Tone, a.k.a. Tony Two Bags, a.k.a. Tony has done it again, is our executive producer. Here's what we have planned for you today. Tom Haberstroh of NBC Sports is going to join us at 1 o'clock.